Yes, someone getting me religion. I'm going to join the Baptist church. Yes, I'm going to get me religion. I say I'm going to join the Baptist church. You know, I want to be a Baptist preacher. So I won't have to work. You know, one deacon jumped up and he began to grin. Yeah, one deacon jumped up and he began to grin. To Bauhausen again. You know, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. Yeah, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. Corn liquor's going out. Another deal. He says, sister, why don't you hush?
Pulpit. I say I was jumping straight up and down.
the corner, that hollering Alabama bar.
All right.
You gotta love Stop Sun the presses. House.
Stop the presses. Huh. I want to be a Baptist preacher so I don't have to work.
I don't have to work. Okay.
You know, I started to change the song, but I says, no, there's a message in that.
There's a message in that.
There's definitely a message in that, folks.
Shoot.
Sun House.
Go back. Now, go back.
It had to be 1930 what?
Oh.
Come on, you put it on the list.
Yeah.
Okay, you go.
That particular, probably.
Father of the Delta Blues. So, if you look at the, there was only one instrument.
Yes, yes, okay. Which was his acoustic slide guitar, absolutely.
Okay, so, mm-hmm. That kind of tells me this was, had to be, 40s, but 30s. I'm just guessing 30s.
Okay.
Here.
Alan Lomax recorded that particular number in 1941. But man, you're talking about that going as far back as post-slavery, man. Late 19th century we're talking about, man. So, you know, our ancestors, you know, yeah, it was sort of written half tongue-in-cheek, but also half serious, you know.
Yeah, well, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm mm-hmm. just talking about the age, so... We'll check that out. Okay, mm-hmm. I want to know when it came out. And I'm guessing it had to be, I'm guessing.
40s.
It was in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. That recording, yes.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had to be something. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the migration. Well, the evolution of music.
Yeah.
See, like I said, it's when you build a house, you have to have a foundation, don't you?
Mm.
Okay, let's check this one out. Robert Neville.
Always did work songs in the late 80s. We heard Back on Holiday. That was 89. This is, you guys remember this. This was
C.S.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
The winter of 87.
Thank you.
What you gonna feel, what you gonna do?
Robbie Neville
should have been a bigger star than he was.
You know, I tell you what, because that first song we played, Back on Holiday, mm-hmm. by him, that was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that jam.
Didn't, you know, I think it was stuck on the top 20. Didn't even hit the top 10. Funny thing about Neville, the songs that he writes for others become bigger hits than what he
amazing
had himself. Now, that one, I remember I was like scanning the charts every week back then. I was waiting for it to go number one. It mm-hmm. stalled at number two for like weeks. It would not get to number one. You know, so I couldn't understand it.
Incredible. Incredible. No rain.
Must be album version. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Studio W. Monday Night Madness. You're hanging out with the Professor of Pop Culture and me, WB. That's right. We're working it. We're working it. Speaking of working it, got this song coming up right now. This is Tina Marie.
Yeah, man. Late winter, early spring, 87.
No,
yeah.
Rain.
88, I think. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man. From the album Naked to the World. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. work overtime? All right. What you doing? Can you work it like a 9-to-5 child? What you doing?
One of my favorites.
You remember that one?
Tina Marie.
Mm.
Seems like everything she's saying. Amazing talent. Amazing.
You know, you listen to things from 1988 and you can see how it's dated, but when you listen to it, it feels good. It's not a bad thing. If you understand what I'm saying, it just feels so, because you remember, you know?
Not only that, man, it's good stuff.
It's just good stuff.
It's just really good stuff.
And that's what makes it timeless.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm. And, Labor Day, we are celebrating, theme is work. The name of tonight's show is really Work Song, and we're just acknowledging Labor Day, the federal holiday that came into being in 1894, I believe, with President Grover Cleveland. Now, I found a tidbit here that I want to share with you. Get a load of this, and this is for the fashionistas out here. Now, WB, you know that there is that social rule that we are not to wear white after today, right?
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. I know about the rule, but guess what?
Right.
That is, you adhere to that if you want to be ruled.
Right, exactly, because he got his white Studio W hat on right now, and he looks fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand that because I was just watching a clip, it had nothing to do with music or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was saying how the world has been indoctrinated to
yes.
say what, when, where, and how you can do certain things. And so, in many cases, it's been a subliminal thing.
Oh, yeah.
But now, some of these things are becoming into law.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy. Well,
not only, you know, yes, this is so, think about what's going on. The rights, think about this. The rights that we had a year ago, many of those have been taken away, especially for women.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so many other things.
Right.
Things that you can teach. Things you can talk about.
Jeez.
Okay? So, it's past that. It's past that.
Well.
But check us out. We'll be talking about that on the Boomerang Radio Show.
Oh, okay.
This coming Sunday.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't listened to the Boomerang, you really want to check this show out because it is different. Like Monday Night Madness is different, like there's no other. The Boomerang is different also. It's a talk show. I mean, it's all talk. But we talk about things that are relevant, things that are going on in your communities, your neighborhoods, in society, in your state, in your country, and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? It is becoming not only a global economy right now, they're trying to make it a global society. But anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Well,
please continue.
Thank you. Yeah, this is just a little bit more to it. Now, that was a fashion rule, but lately I noticed in the past 10 years, 10 or a little more, people have turned their backs onto that rule. People aren't paying attention to it anymore, and people are just wearing white, like yours truly. I now wear white and bright colors during the winter, although the majority of my winter stuff is dark colors, but I am wearing more pastel colors now because of what you're just saying. I'm not going to be bound by a societal perspective or rule, because then they have rule over me. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And you think about this. You walk out, you looking sharp, and it is December, and you have on a white suit, and somebody says, "You're not supposed to wear white in winter."
I wish they would. I'll go through a whole soliloquy with them. But listen.
So you think about what I just said.
But listen to this.
The conditioning.
Listen to this. That rule was established. If you did not have the money to take fall and winter vacations. That was how the rule got started. If you did not have the money to take fall and winter vacations, it was used as a way to identify those who needed to work and those who didn't.
There you have it. Only here. Man, that's deep, isn't it?
Man.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Don't let this world take hold of you.
We can't. It will not happen. It will not. It can't be that. It cannot be that. And let me just do this for a second, because here it is, right here, the spinners.
Ooh,
working my way back.
Now we're talking.
Oh, look! I already told you.
The baseline.
Studio W. Monday Night Madness. see, Professor, that song right there gave me license to do what I'm going to do next.
Okay.
All right. Check this out. You started this.
Oh, God.
You see how my mind works? The bass line is tight. Professor,
yes,
I got one more for you too.
Okay.
See, like I said, you gave me a license.
Okay.
And you know, if you gave me a license, I'm gonna drive.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta do it.
Drive. Oh Lord!
It was soft. 25 miles to go. That's right, folks. I pulled a fast one on him. She's got It would star 25 miles to go.
Professor.
Yes.
I pulled that. I had to pull that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, I don't know where that song landed on the charts, right? But it was one of my favorites.
Okay.
Okay, it was one of my favorites. And you know, there are some songs that you enjoy the journey along with the artist that's singing it. And this is one of these songs,
mm-hmm.
I'm just imagining, okay, that this guy's walking 25 miles, you know, and counting down and things like that. And I can imagine myself walking 25 miles, you know, to see my baby, you know. It was just, it was one of those songs that really captured me.
Yeah, that's determination, all right.
Yeah. 25, you know, look. Man, look, I'm getting an Uber.
Oh, you're getting an Uber. Okay.
I'm going to get there.
Right, right, but right.
I can help it, I'm not walking. 25.
Yes, in 2022, you get
bus, you know, whatever it takes, I don't know. Oh, man, it's amazing. Now, see, you opened the door again, Professor, so I had to do this one, too. It might be on the list. I'm not sure. Okay.
Well, the artist is.
He's working. Papa's got a brand new bag. What do you think that means? He's got a hustle or something going on.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Yeah.
I stated my case.
Right on.
Okay. One of our favorites.
I tell you. You know, he was the first artist for our first Monday Night Madness.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We had... Oh, I'm sorry. That one slipped in there.
Yeah.
Damn!
Or did it slip?
Oh, I gave myself away.
Ow!
Get on a good foot. How you gonna get on a good foot if you don't get paid? Oh, my.
Tight.
And that's on my bed.
on my face, getting short, and I got the blues. I got a fucking job, and I paid my dues on the good foot. Hey, on the good foot. I got to get on the good foot. Hey, on the good foot. Get on the good foot. Come on, hit it there. You got it. Did it. Did it. Shop it now. Come on, get it done.
Is we jamming or what? I said is. Cause that's what it is.
Is.
Get on the good foot.
Stay on the good foot.
You ain't jamming yet, you ain't jamming. Monday Night Madness. Oh man. Godfather of Soul, legendary James
Joseph
Brown. Let's do it. Get on the good foot. Man, are you kidding me right now? Oh, no. How did I get in there? Okay, no, that's something different.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Hey. Monday Night Madness. Anything can happen. I am telling you right now, anything can happen. What can and will, it's going to happen anyway. I don't care. And guess what? If there's a story behind it, if ain't one, we'll make up one. Oh, who cares?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Who cares? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Hey, Professor.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Monday Night Madness is fun for me. And, you know, it gives me a chance to, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of things that's going on each and every day. And all of you listening to us right now, everybody goes through something good, bad, the ugly, or whatever, yes, in between, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, Monday Night Madness gives me that escape.
All right.
And many of our shows, and this is why I love what I'm doing, it gives me that escape. I can listen to music. I can rest my brain because I'm focusing on something else that's pleasant, you know?
All right.
And there's a lot of pleasantries that's going on. I'm not saying that my days or life has gloom in it. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But life brings on challenges. And sometimes you just need to rest your brain.
Yes.
And then you can come back and address those challenges.
I so agree. Yes.
That's my
mm-hmm.
musicology, folks. I'm telling you.
Okay.
There's nothing like it. Hey, when are we going to make this a curriculum and stop playing?
I know, right?
Yeah, we got to do this. Oh, boy, you had this on the list. So I'm going to this one right now.
Okay.
One of my favorite songs, as a matter of fact, when I go out and do karaoke sometime, this is one of mine. This is on top of my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the
that's
Commodores.
Right. This is one of your favorite karaoke songs.
It
yes.
is.
Mm-hmm.
It,
I remember.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The Commodores. Night Shift. Hanging out with WB and the Professor of Pop Culture.
you're singing proud.
Oh, you're singing proud.
Oh, I bet you're full of pride.
Some people run for a living, so people. Call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my chocha. You do what you don't, or you will, I won't cha. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my tips, don't cha. See my ass and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my whips, for ya. It's the kind of beat that go ra-ta-ta. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah-blah-blah. Work it. I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. If you got a big one, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. If you're a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me with you. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom. Keep your eyes on my ba-boom, boom, boom. You think you can handle this? Ka-donk, ka-donk, donk. Take my thumb off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. If you got a big one, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. Boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no sh. Just like the past. Look out.
to it. Heard somebody say that the
women do the work.
Women
do what I gotta do.
People tell me I'm
wrong. Women to do the work.
Yeah.
What about you?
Every phase of the deconstruction, the everlasting now, became ever more the reality. Everywhere the people were witnessing a change, but the alchemy occurred most.
I know you've got a little just make it go away. Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go? The risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.